you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Name is Yahshua Homoshia. His name is Jesus. Joshua, his name is our rock in a weary land. His name is our shelter in a time of storm. He is our water when we are thirsty. He is our food when we are hungry. He is our shelter in a time of need. I'm talking about the one who came and provided it all. He is the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. He is our way out of no way. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. What kind of God is it? His name is Jesus, Savior, Deliverer, Provider. We have a Savior who would come and redeem us back to the Father. The lost now have the opportunity to accept the Lord as Savior. We now know why it's important to know the Lord. I forgot that S. That S is for sinners. Romans 3:23 said, all have, that makes me and you sinners, and come short of the glory of God. But if you've been bought with a price, Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And if your life has been messed up, if there's some sin in your life, if you confess your, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your and then cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So God's GPS system is working in you. So if there's some sin in your life, all you have to do is remember God's word that's activated in you. Psalm 119 and 11 say, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. As believers, those who are Christ-like, God's word is hidden in our heart. We come, what comes from hiding God's word in our heart? That's another question. To hide means to conceal or to cover. When the word is concealed in our heart, our minds won't get in the way. Our mind won't forget it. Antioch, life is a journey. We have successes in life and other time failures. But just in case you get tired on this journey, and just in case you get weary, or just in case you even fall, we have a GPS system. Because our GPS knows where we are, and he, the Holy Spirit, will put us back on track if we listen to him. Antioch, if we took the time to survey the entire psalm here, we would hear the psalmist tell us that there is more rewarding endeavors in life which we can undertake. No other task pays greater spiritual discipline than memorizing God's word. I tell my preachers all the time, get in God's word and start remembering it. If you say it enough, it becomes a part of you. No other task is greater spirits that the desire of spiritual discipline than remembering or memorizing God's word. Do you know why? I'm glad you asked. Be quiet on that. Our prayer life will be strengthened. Prayer invokes God's blessing. Our witnessing will be sharper and more effective. Witnessing is telling others about the forgiveness, love, deliverance, empowering, fruitfulness, life, and ministry that you have found in Christ. That's why the Jehovah's are out there doing that witnessing. They may be a little off track in their doctrine, but at least they're out there. How many of us are out there? People will seek us for our counseling. Counseling when others come to you for spiritual support and not gossip. You know, sometimes when people are hurting, they come to somebody that they know can listen to them and give them a word and help them. But not to hear gossip. Gossip has a tendency to tear down. And that stuff can be deadly. Our attitudes and our outlooks will be transformed. It's a change taking place. Our minds will become more alert and observant. Our confidence and assurance will be enhanced. But most of all, our faith will be solidified, solid as a rock. Secondly, the psalmist said in verse 14, blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. My brothers and sisters, God must teach us. Teach us by his spirit before we can understand them. See, I went to Bishop College and I learned a lot of stuff, but I didn't know the Lord. Mom and Daddy took me to church every Sunday, but I didn't know the Lord. There are times in our life we can sit in the church all our life and never have a personal relationship with the Lord. But one Wednesday when I went to Bible study, something happened. It was called the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, and my life changed. Not only was I brand new, I was shaken to the very core because I didn't know what was going on the inside of me. Tears went down my eyes. Stuff began to happen on the inside of me. I began to jump. I began to speak in unknown tongues. I even did a dance like David. Something happens to you when the Holy Spirit comes into your life. I've got to ask a question now. Has something happened in your life that's been life-changing, life-transforming, that the world knows there's something uniquely different about you? Or are you still that same old person that you was for 50 years? I need to ask another question. Have you been changed? Have you been born again? Have you been baptized? There simply has to be something uniquely different about you when you've been born again. You can't act the way you used to act, talk the way you used to talk, and do things you used to do when you've been born again. And now you know why Jesus told Nicodemus, you must imperatively be born again. You ain't getting to heaven without being born again. But I go to church. I'm a good person. You can go to church and be a good person and go straight to hell. It is your personal relationship with the Lord. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Your goodness ain't never got you into heaven. It is what you believe, your faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen, not seen. God speaks to us through his word. And when we learn from him, Antioch, we have learned about God's law, his decrees, and his orders. God is ordering something. He's ordering our step. For the step of a good man are ordered by the Lord. When you hear God's word and you are walking according to his word, God is pleased with what he sees in you because he has a GPS system. I understand now why he said, I am omnipresent. Not only am I up here, but I'm right there. I am everywhere. I know where you're going. I even know when you get lost. That's why I can tell you, don't go that way because there's a ditch. Go this way and go around it. I know where you're going because I'm talking to you. Even though you say, I don't understand why I did it, the Lord said, my GPS is working in your life. And when you allow God's GPS to work in your life, it is revolutionary. It changes you and puts you on the right track. For if we have learned them and learned his ways, we should live by them. Thirdly, we're told, I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. God's word is a treasure beyond expression. It is precious, calculated to rejoice the heart of all who possess it. We need God's word in our life. It makes me happy when I'm sad. It gives me strength when I'm weak. It gives me joy. It gives me peace. When we remember what God has said, we will live a rich and fulfilled life. I want to go back because I only got 3 minutes. I want to go back to the beginning of this message. When I said God promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. And that became a reality. What is it that God has promised you? What is it that God, you have asked God for? You prayed and you prayed and you prayed and you prayed. You cried and you cried and you cried and you cried. And you still didn't hear the Lord. You still didn't get the answer. Can we take you back to Abraham? Abraham never saw the fulfillment of what God promised him. But God's promise to Abraham was fulfilled in Abraham. It was in Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and it carries on. Manasseh. It carries on. And because it carries on, it lives. God's word ain't going to stop. Because a preacher ain't in the pulpit. God's word will not stop because men aren't here to proclaim it. God's word will not stop because we don't simply have a way. He said, I'll have the rocks cry out for souls. I'll turn them into souls. Because God's word, Jesus said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God manifested in flesh here, tabernacling, having a relationship with us. That's the God that we serve. When you have been talking to God, and you have prayed, and you have not seen the results of that prayer come into fruition, all you need to do is stand on the word. When you stand on the word, then you will remember what God's word has said. The doors of the church open. And when you stand on God's word, the psalmist said it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Don't give up. Don't wave the white flag of surrender. Don't abandon the ship. And don't throw in the towel. Just keep standing on the word of God. For his word is empowering, transforming, rejuvenating, revitalizing our life. If you dare to believe.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to